All right, for the record, your first name and last name, please.
My first name is Irma, my last name is Sir.
And what residential school did you attend?
Muskaugan.
What year? Do you remember how long?
I can't remember what year. Oh, way back in the 70s anyways. I know it wasn't the 70s.
How many years did you spend at the
school? Oh, I went to that school, maybe 3 years.
Okay. So what were some of your recollections of
some of it were, well, like I said, the nuns were mean. The priest was mean. Priests, and I remember getting up. We'd have to get up maybe 6 o'clock in the morning, and everybody would go down to their door, where do you eat, the kitchen or whatever, and all we ever had for breakfast was porridge, pretty much. And like we never did anything like anything different, like eggs or fruit or just porridge all the time. And toast, maybe. And if we were lucky, you know. And like I said, the nuns were mean. Like at night, I remember at night I'd go to sleep. All the girls, young girls, would be sleeping in this big dorm. I'd go to sleep at night. Sometimes I'd wake up and I could hear and I could see these nuns. Their lights would be on in their rooms. And this one nun's name was Sister Batrill. And her lights would be on in her room. And sometimes I could see girls going in there. And she'd shut the door. And when they'd come out, they'd be crying and going back to their beds crying. And, of course, obviously I knew what was going on, eh? And that was really sad. I didn't like that at all. I didn't like it. But yeah, like I said, and sometimes weekends, some weekends I wasn't allowed to go home. I'd have to stay there. They wouldn't allow me to go home. And I wanted to go home. And right around Muskaugan, right around the whole school, there used to be a big high fence, and behind that fence, girls would be throwing snakes on themselves and playing with snakes and, you know, and that was pretty gross. I didn't like seeing that, so. And I don't know, like I said, they were mean. The nuns were mean. Pull your ears when you weren't listening to them. And the priests, I remember getting hit with those big leather belts right across the hands. Eh? And that would hurt. And they'd hit you until you cried, you know. So the nuns and the priests were pretty mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Beverly Serrara is talking about how they got the straps on the hands, and then they also got straps on the forearms.
Yeah, and that was, I remember that. That was, I remember residential school.
Yeah. You were saying they wouldn't let you go home on the weekends.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to.
But at all, did you ever get to go home?
Oh, got to go home, yeah, but
okay.
Not like on weekends, weekend would come. And if our parents were come to visit us or whatever, and we wanted to go with them, they wouldn't let us go.
Okay.
We'd have to stay at the school. They wouldn't let us go, so we weren't allowed. You know, and I remember seeing my cousin one weekend. She went to school there too. She's older than me. She was going home that weekend, and I wanted to go home with her. And they wouldn't allow me to go home with her, and I remember standing there, just a little girl, standing there, and I was, Dory, and I was telling her sister, and I was just crying, and they still wouldn't allow me to go home with her. So I was forced to stay at that school that weekend, you know? So I remember all that. I remember all that. Yeah, that was pretty rough.
So did you have any other family members at the school with you?
Oh, yeah, my sister Isabel went there, my sister Donna. And like I said, my cousin Doreen, yeah.
Were you in the same dorm or were you separate?
No, separate dorms. They were different dorms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get to socialize with them at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like one night, I remember I was telling Brenda this story last night. Sleeping again one night, we went to bed and there was a fire that broke. Somebody got caught smoking in the girls' room and the curtain started on fire. Never that to get everybody up, and everybody had to go downstairs until they got it out. And I remember that too.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah.
So the usual routine: you get up for breakfast, and then go to chapel, and then you go to school. So, did you go to school at Muskegon boarding school, or did you go to school in Wilkie with other kids? Because I know at that boarding school, some other students, they would sleep there, but during the day, their schooling would be in Wilkie. Or is that, hold on, I might be getting my
I think I went to school right there too.
Okay, right at school. Do you remember the education you got? Was it a good education? Obviously, it was bare minimum, probably.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in addition to schooling, probably had chores.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! To clean up every day, and you know, keep your rooms clean, your beds cleaned, whatever. Right? Oh yeah! Yeah.
Bedtime, went to bed every night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
crashed about that time.
Yeah, yeah.
What physical activity? I know you did the chores and you did your schoolwork, but was there any kind of any sports?
Not really.
Teams? No.
Not really. No. Not I don't remember anything like that. No. Not really.
Any of the. I guess priests or nuns that stand out in your mind. Either was there any
there was one nun that stands out in my mind, and that's the one I was talking to you about. And I told her her name, Sister Batrill, right. And that one I did not like that one, because that's when I found her really mean.
Okay,
like she'd pull your ears and everything if you were listening to her and stuff. And at night, like I said, I'd wake up and I'd see these young girls go into her room, and I know what was going on, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, me being a little girl, I couldn't really say nothing, you know, and.
Right.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I remember all that.
Okay. So, coming out of residential school, as you aged, and do you feel like, how was your mental health, your emotional well-being? Obviously, it did have a toll on your young life as it was growing up. Mm-hmm. Did you see the results? Did you feel the negative effects again when you're after the school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of survivors are talking about Dorgo Talk, how if they didn't fall into the drugs and alcohol thing, that their parents were already in that, and then they came out from that into that as well. So it's just a
well, see, like I was raised by my grandparents.
Okay.
Because my mom got killed in a car accident when she was 8, and my dad, I don't know my dad. I've never met my dad, because I was just a baby when he died.
Okay.
So I don't know my dad either. So I lived with my grandmother and my grandfather. They raised me, and that's my dad's parents.
Okay.
That I.
And what were their names?
Their names were Jane, Bird, and Peter Sear.
Okay. That's your parents or your grandparents?
My grandparents.
Okay, grandparents.
My mom's name was Oral Pratt from Gordon's, and my dad's name was Frederick Sear.
Okay.
Yeah, they were both from Gordon's. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to share? Anything else that comes to mind?
I don't really think so.
Okay. Well, right now, as you're probably aware of, with the Elders Association, the next step is to. Do you remember any stories about the File Hills School and Farm?
No, nothing. No.
Okay, because what we want to do is basically repatriate the land, bring the land back in a good way, and as well as that, of course, also includes the protocols for the ground penetrating radar to find if there's any of the graves out there, right? That's one part. And the other part is to create a memorial of some sort so that we can remember all those children that were in that school. And we're working now to get the list of the names, and then also, like, we do have some of the names, a partial list, but we're trying to find out more lists on our own, because there's probably a list somewhere in Ottawa, somewhere parked in some old dusky desk, because they needed those names to get paid.
Okay.
Right, so there's got to be a list of names. So that's what we have people doing right now, is looking for those names. We want to bring those names and put them either on some kind of memorial so that we know that the families can have closure, right? And
yeah.
That'll go a lot to the families seeing their relative's name.
Right? Uh-huh.
That'll be a lot of things. Any ideas how we can also remember those children in a good way that you might want to maybe think of?
I really haven't thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I need time to think about that.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I never thought about it.
Well, if you find yourself with some time, just to think about how we can possibly do this in a good way, and then our next elders meeting, you can bring it up.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Got a couple of ideas, because I know I'm going to be sitting on both of the committees. One, because I want the experience of the protocols for the ground penetrator and all that in a good way, and also because the memorialization is also very important. They're so very hand in hand. So I know it's going to be a time to do both, but I'll do my best to try and get both, because I'm really interested in bringing that to fruition. Like, some of the ideas that come forth is either having a silhouette of a child or a silhouette of five different child to represent all the children that were there. Maybe there's an old playground set out there that's still kind of there. Maybe cutting the grass around it, kind of making it a little nicer. Not for use, just so that we can sit there and remember that, you know, there's so many kids that played on there. Mm-hmm. You know, you can remember them in a good way that way. So,
yeah, and you know my son, Terrence. We call him Pork Chop.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, my birthday just recently here in August, to August 29th. So we went driving. We were driving around. Went by Gordon's because that's where I was from. And I transferred to Okanis.
Okay.
And Mama, he said, let's go to the school. So we drove into the Muskogan school, walked around in there, and it was just dirty, and the rooms were just tiny, and really brought back memories when I went walking through there.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Did you feel a little more empowered now that you went back?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Good. Yeah, good. A little bit. Yeah, yeah. Because my son was asking me the same thing. How are you feeling, Mom? Are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I said, I'm okay, son. I said, but a lot of memories. I said, just walking through here, I said, brings back a lot of memories.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have any fears going back? Or was it like, yeah, let's go check it out?
Not really. Okay. Not, well, maybe a little. A tiny little bit. But then I knew I'd be okay because of my grandchildren were there and my son was there with me. And
I was just going to say that you had your family with you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So fearless walking.
Yeah, around. Yeah, yeah.
I bet that must be kind of like almost like a freeing situation.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You were there before, it was so negative, and now it has no power over you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. But yeah, we would walk into that school and looked around and yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I